Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to this special storm preparation Q&A. I'm Chris Gray, Managing Editor of Roofing Contractor, and I'm excited to be joined by Greg Hudson, the Commercial Sales Director for Denz Products at Georgia-Pacific. Greg, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And could you just tell me a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so I've been with GP. This is my 17th year. I started off as a field architectural rep and just worked my way up through the organization. And now I have the privilege of leading the architectural team, which includes our Denz deck roof board products. And been doing that for about 5 years now.
All right, awesome. And then as I mentioned at the onset here, we're going to be talking a little bit about storm preparation. So in that regard, how does Denz deck think about storm and inclement weather preparation?
Yeah, for over 35 years, Denz deck roof boards have really provided resiliency to commercial low slope roof systems. And whether that's hail resistance, increased wind uplift pressures, or puncture resistance from things like flying debris or even foot traffic to get up there and inspect the roofs has been really the value proposition of Denz deck for that period of time.
This storm season has been a little different from others, just given all the different situations and supply chain, all that sort of stuff. But how would you say the start of this storm season has compared to previous years?
You know, I think if you take the supply chain piece out of it, which we're all experiencing, we've started experiencing now, for a little over a year and a half, it comes back to the design intent and what owners know, designers know, and roofing contractors know that you need to build resiliency into your roof system. Climate change is happening. And so you're seeing, weather patterns that are different. You're seeing, things like very severe hail markets come up in the central part of the U.S. You're seeing other areas that are impacted by different wind events, storm type events, and things like that, that you're going to need to build that resiliency into the roof system.
So in that regard, what are some of the key aspects that a contractor should know when they are preparing a roof for storms, such as wind ratings, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Wind uplift is the first thing. We want to keep the roof on the roof. That's usually the key thing out there. But you also have to think, what else is that roof doing? Is it a platform for your mechanicals? Is it, what are the ambient surroundings like? Because recent survey that we did, the number one cause of roof failure was started with punctures. And it's typically from wind-driven debris. And so whether it's, anything that's, laying on the roof, anything that's laying on, an ambient condition like a tree or something like that, that can quickly become a projectile to cause that puncture. So really paying attention to what your surroundings are and then make sure that you have the proper wind uplift rating for the system you're putting down. And that really ties back to what's the design intent of the building.
Regarding the wind rating, how would a contractor go about determining that? You mentioned, the design of the building and the purpose of the building. I don't know if you could just elaborate a little more on that.
Yeah, there's multiple things that you can to build your system. You can work through RoofNav, and contractors do this quite often. If it's something that they are re-roofing and does not have a designer involved, they get involved and say, what is needed for that uplift rating and how do I build that system? If it is something where there is either an architect or a designer involved, a lot of times they'll come in and they'll determine what the wind uplift rating needed is for that building. That ties to what your weather patterns are, what your parapet wall height is, a lot of different things that factor into that wind uplift rating.
Great, thank you. And with that in mind, there's all sorts of things that maybe could be overlooked or maybe not looked at properly. What are some of the common mistakes a contractor might run into when they are protecting a building from storm damage?
Yeah, I don't know if they necessarily make mistakes. I think we have a really good trade out there when it comes to commercial low slope roofing contractors. But there are some things that might be some areas that get missed or might be gaps And one is we're seeing contractors do work all across the country. They're traveling to different areas outside their core zone. One, take into account geography. Geography is going to have not only different code standards, but you're also going to have different types of conditions that will impact a commercial low slope roof system. The second piece, even if you're a contractor that doesn't offer it, recommend to the owner a preventative maintenance program. A preventative maintenance program is key to ensuring that, I go back to talking about that debris on a roof that gathers on a roof. It also ties into making sure your drains are cleaned out so that way you don't end up with ponding or puddling water on top of the roof. And then the last one is not a lot of contractors are aware, but you have a ton of resources out there. The National Roofing Contractors Association has their technical committee. They publish a lot of stuff talking about storm damage, talking about things that impact roof systems all across the country. You have RCAWI that out there, and they really follow storm damage throughout the country and determine the mode of failure and really work to improve those systems. And then the last one is IBEC also with the consultants, they have the building envelope consultants. They provide a lot of good subject matter expert type information out there for free. So don't be afraid to reach out and find, you know, what is impacting and what's the best way to prevent any type of catastrophic failure to your roof system.
All right. Yeah. All great resources and great advice for sure. And I'm sure part of it too is making sure you're using, you know, the proper products, installing them correctly, those types of.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you have to start with, you know, sound design, good building practices, and quality products. They have to walk hand in hand in order for these roof systems to hold up.
In that regard, how does StormX set itself apart from other products in the market?
DensDeck StormX roof board, that's been a really fun project to launch, commercialize, and get into the market to meet the very severe hail standard. How DensDeck StormX sets itself apart is, the first thing is it's a non-combustible roof board. You're not going to have something that, you know, that catches fire or adds fuel to the fire should a fire occur on a roof. The second thing is it's not a food source for mold. So you're not using an organic product that actually could grow mold should you get moisture into your roof system. And then it's gonna cut and snap itself just like DensDeck. It's gonna install just like DensDeck. So you don't need any special tools or anything on the roof to install this product. And then really that big differentiator is the approvals under multiple barebacked assemblies. You can build up from the barebacked assemblies, but getting that bareback membrane approval was key to keeping the cost down and yet improving the overall roof system.
All right, great. Again, great information. And just one last question for you. Just in general, how would you describe the current state of the commercial roofing industry?
I think the current state of the roofing industry, again, is seriously impacted by the supply chain issues that are out there and volatility within the critical raw materials and added transportation woes and costs that come along with it. But with that being said, this is a resilient industry. And we have, like I said, some fantastic contractors, consultants, manufacturers that are out there finding different ways to really tackle these problems. While it's a challenge, I think it's also an opportunity for us to set ourselves apart as an industry. And for the most part, I think that we're doing a pretty good job with this, especially with the increased demand that's out there.
All right. Well said, and great information you presented there, Greg. So thank you for taking the time to share it with us and our audience.
Thank you very much.
For more content like this, please visit roofingcontractor.com. And while you're there, sign up for our free e-magazine and newsletter covering the latest news impacting the roofing industry. Thanks again, and stay safe out there.